All right, so have you guys seen this whole Qualcomm Intel thing? It's
Yeah,
wild.
it's definitely making some waves.
It's like one of those headlines you see it, you're like, hold on, what?
You do a double take.
Qualcomm buying Intel, like, is that even allowed?
Yeah, it's definitely got people talking, and for good reason. It sounds crazy on the surface, but there is some pretty big industry shifts happening that make this more than just a crazy what if.
Okay, so, like, for those of us who, don't have a PhD in semiconductor algology. What's the deal with Intel lately? They've had smoother years, right?
That's putting it lightly. They've really lost their tech edge. Companies like TSMC are running circles around them when it comes to actually making the chips, and we're talking product delays, security issues, and then that whole gamble they took trying to become a chip manufacturer for other companies. Well, let's just say that $7 billion loss in 2023 has everyone a little on edge.
7 billion.
Yeah.
Whew. Suddenly, my urge to upgrade my phone every year doesn't seem so bad. But, like, is this just about one company struggling, or is there something bigger going on here?
It's definitely bigger than just Intel. We're talking about a massive transformation in the entire chip industry. Think of it this way. For decades, Intel's specialty, those x86 chips, have been the brains behind most computers, right? But there's this new kid on the block, these ARM-based chips. They're like the more power-efficient, mobile-friendly version. And guess who dominates that space? Qualcomm.
So it's like the ground is shifting under the entire industry's feet.
Exactly. And this is where that whole thing with Intel splitting off their foundry business comes in. Now, I know we've got some hardcore chip heads listening, but for anyone who doesn't speak fluent silicon, foundry just means the factories where they actually make the chips. Intel's trying to separate that part of their business and make it its own thing.
Is like putting lipstick on a pig, trying to make it more attractive to a buyer like Qualcomm?
It's definitely a strategic move. It might make it easier to sell off that part of the business, maybe attract some investors. But the big question for Qualcomm is this. Are they buying a sinking ship and hoping to salvage some scraps? Or are they seeing the potential of what Intel could be with a little Qualcomm magic?
Now that is the billion-dollar question, isn't it? It'd be like buying a fixer-upper mansion, risky, but with the potential to be amazing. So, assuming Qualcomm sees potential, not just problems, why would they even want this? The article mentioned a few reasons. So you're saying there's a lot of potential upside for Qualcomm, but Intel's got like a bit of an uphill climb ahead of them. Their article mentioned a few reasons this deal might actually make sense for Qualcomm. One that jumped out at me was like getting their hands on Intel's manufacturing plants. That seemed like a pretty big deal.
It's huge, like absolutely massive.
Okay, so break it down for me.
So right now, Qualcomm, they design their chips, right? Those ARM-based ones we talked about. But they rely on other companies to actually manufacture them, mainly TSMC, bringing that manufacturing in-house. Total game changer.
So instead of being at the mercy of someone else's timeline and production capacity, they're in the driver's seat.
Precisely. It's all about control. In the chip world, where demand is insane and every little delay can cost you millions, controlling your own manufacturing process, it's a huge, huge advantage.
Makes sense. The article also mentions something about this fitting into a larger trend of consolidation in the chip industry. What's that all about?
Well, think about it this way. The technology that powers everything, phones, laptops, cars, even refrigerators, it all relies on these tiny chips. And right now, a handful of companies control most of that production, this deal. This would make Qualcomm an even bigger player.
Okay, starting to see why everyone and their tech investor uncle is watching this so closely. But hold on, this next part is what really threw me. The article mentioned that Qualcomm buying Intel might actually be appealing to U.S. lawmakers. I mean, we're not just talking business here, right? This is getting geopolitical.
You got it. Remember we talked about Intel's struggles? Well, even with those struggles, and even with the U.S. pouring billions of dollars into domestic chip making through that CEGPS Act, they still rely heavily on other countries for their chip supply. And that makes them vulnerable.
So if Qualcomm, a US company, swoops in, creates this chip-making powerhouse, that solves a big problem for the US government.
Exactly. It reduces their reliance on companies like TSMC, which is based in Taiwan. And that's a whole other can of geopolitical worms that the U.S. would love to, not have to worry about. It's a win-win for Qualcomm and the U.S. government.
Talk about high-stakes poker. So we've got Intel's struggles creating this opportunity. We've got Qualcomm potentially reaping these massive benefits. And we've got the U.S. government maybe, like, cheering from the sidelines. But let's be real, a deal this big can't be that simple, Ken. There's got to be a catch. Okay, so we talked about how this deal could make Qualcomm happy. It could make the U.S. government happy. But something tells me it's not as easy as just, like, signing on the dotted line, right? There's got to be another side to this story.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is far from a done deal. Remember those antitrust laws they're always talking about? When companies get this big, governments, they want to make sure they're not getting too powerful, you know?
Right, because nobody wants to see one company controlling the entire chip market and, like, jacking up prices. But what does that actually look like? Like, what are the roadblocks here?
Well, for starters, imagine you're a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or even just a company that relies on buying these chips.
Mm-hmm.
If Qualcomm suddenly controls, like, the design and the manufacturing for so many chips.
Yeah, you'd be a little nervous.
Exactly. Governments both here in the U.S. and around the world, they're going to be looking at this deal very carefully to see if it's going to stifle competition.
So even if it makes sense for Qualcomm, even if it checks all the boxes for the U.S. government, this deal could still get tripped up by those global watchdogs who are, you know, making sure everyone's playing fair in the tech sandbox.
Yeah.
It's a delicate balance for sure. And then there's a whole national security angle.
Oh, right.
Some countries, they might get a little uneasy about a U.S.-based company having so much control over such a vital technology.
Mm-hmm.
The whole tangled web of business and politics. And honestly, it could be months, even years, before we know for sure if this deal is actually going to happen.
Okay, so let's just say, for fun, that everything goes perfectly right. The regulators give their blessing. Qualcomm buys Intel. What does the tech landscape even look like 5 years down the road?
That is the multi-billion dollar question. If Qualcomm manages to pull this off, and that's a big if, we could be talking about a seismic shift in the tech world. For consumers, it could be a double-edged sword.
Oh, sir.
On the one hand, this new Qualcomm, they could be unstoppable. We're talking faster phones, more powerful laptops, all thanks to that in-house manufacturing muscle. But on the other hand, there's the risk of a monopoly, right? With less competition, prices could go up. Your next phone upgrade could cost you a lot more.
So it's like a high-risk, high-reward kind of situation.
Exactly.
They might have to wait a little longer between upgrades, but those upgrades, whoo, they'd be good.
Exactly. And don't forget about the other companies in this race. TSMC, they're not just going to sit back and watch. They'll be fighting tooth and nail to stay on top.
So we could see, like, a golden age of chip development with companies going all out to outdo each other.
It's definitely possible.
Okay, so lots of possibilities if this deal goes through. But what if it doesn't? What happens then?
Well, it's not the end of the world. But it definitely forces both companies to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Intel might have to make some even bigger changes, maybe focus on, like, a specific type of chip instead of trying to do it all.
But not necessarily a failure for Intel, but a push to really find their lane and own it.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe another company, you know, maybe not as big as Qualcomm, sees this as an opportunity. It's like a chess game, you know, mm-hmm. One move can completely change the board.
That is so true about the tech world. Just when you think you've got it all figured out, something comes along and shakes things up. Whether this whole Qualcomm and Intel thing happens or not, it just goes to show how important chip manufacturing has become. It's like the engine driving the future of technology, isn't it?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So what do you think? Is this deal going to go through? And what impact is it going to have on the tech we use every day? It's a lot to think about, but hey, that's what these deep dives are all about, right? We love getting into the nitty gritty with you. Keep those questions coming because we'll be here diving deep into the ever-changing world of tech.